Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Steve.
And I'm the Rebel Storm.
And welcome to another episode of The Last Podcast You'd Want. We've had CJ Tino, we've had J2 Mattioli, and now we have the Thunder Wonder himself, the Rebel Storm. Rebel, welcome to the show.
I gotta say, you know what? You've mentioned two guys who I look up to in the wrestling business here in San Diego, SoCal in general, and I'm honored to be that third guest within that lineup right there, because that's quite the lineup.
Yeah, no, I like to call you three the trio of troublemakers. not with any bad inclinations. I just like the sound of it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's great to have you on the show. I've always loved the makeup. I've always loved the design. It's a very, for me, David Bowie Starman inspired like look, and I've always loved it.
Oh yeah. I mean the makeup, I love the 80s. I love 70s, like all that old type of music and pop culture. So the look kind of references that, and it's changed a lot recently. What was used to be just a big blue lightning bolt, now I get kind of creative with it, and more recently have started taking inspiration from Sting, Surfer Sting looks, because you know, his last year, I think I thought, why not try and pay some homages and see where I can go, because every line that he did on his face looked intentional, and just I wanted to try and emulate that. But yeah,
excellent. And having something like that is great, because it you can emote, you can view emotions. You can, from what you do, lets the crowd know, lets the people know the kind of Rebel Storm they're getting. But with that, I know we've already talked about it with J2. Baldur's Gate 3. I know that you are like the main man behind it. It might have actually been Siege. No, one of the two. I forget. It's been a while. But you're the main guy. You're the main guy behind Baldur's Gate for this, right?
Yeah. So I got J2 into it. That's what I think you're talking about, because I played it before him, and I love Dungeons and Dragons, which is what it's pulling from. And when the game came out, I was very quick to get it. I've played it. I've sunk many hours into it. And because there's a multiplayer version, I wanted to get my friends into it. And J2, my frenemy in many places, I got him into it. And we still haven't played together, funny enough. He is stuck in his own little storyline. And I'm now he's the one who's at it hours at a time, you know? But it was me at some point.
Talking hours at a time, man, I just started playing Helldivers 2.
Oh.
Starship Troopers. It's like Starship Troopers, the video game, where you're a Marine and you're killing bugs. But I actually just yesterday, I bought AEW Fight Forever for the PS5, PS4. But I have a PS5, which is compatible. And I played that for like 2 hours this morning on the Being the Elite storyline as Eddie Kingston, because Colt Cabana nor Peter Avalon are playable characters. Which really bums me out. I got to say, you have a lot of original lineup people, and I'll throw it out right there. Big John Silver fan, would rather play as Colt Cabana or Peter Avalon over John Silver. There's a couple of people on that roster that I would rather play, that I would rather not play, given the chance to play as either Colt or Peter, just because I'm a fan of both of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's AEW is such a tangible place to see your favorites that, you know, people want to see their favorites represented in video games all the time.
Absolutely. And yet no Judas. Yeah, I don't understand that one. So you're a big fan of Baldur's Gate. I'm in my first, you mentioned D&D, I'm in my first campaign of D&D that has been going for over a year.
Oh, wow. That's a good group. If you get it going for over a year, that's a great group.
It's because we meet once a week, and there are times when we're not all available, and times when we're not all available, they'll just play something else, or we'll just play something else. But I just celebrated the other day us being outside of a castle with a whole bunch of guys inside, And I was like, well, I want to take my crossbow. And I just want to bolt an arrow into the air. And my DM looks at me and goes, roll a D100. And I roll 90 and I hit someone.
Wow. Wow.
So, well, I have fun with D&D. I'm a half elf thief.
Okay, so you are a player in this one, right?
Yeah. It's me and four other party members. We have two elves, one half elf, someone that's a half dragon, and a satyr. The guy that plays the guitar. I forget the class.
Yeah.
Bard.
Satyr bard. Yeah.
Satyr bard.
So I can maybe a handful of times have ever played it. I'm usually the dungeon master. I'm usually the one who tries and gets aligns the stories and decides where things go and your outcome and stuff like that. I find that to be really fun because I love storytelling.
Well, that's like booking a show. That's like being a wrestling promoter, man. You're booking the matches. And you're kind of figuring the outcome, but you're hoping that the good guys are going to come out on it.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's a reason why general manager mode in those old Spectrum versus Rock games is my favorite mode. I'd be there for hours. I'd get friends to come and see who could book the better show. And you know what? Always on top right here.
It's because you got to get the key players on the draft. It's all about. Yeah. The right wrestlers during the draft, not the wrestlers you want, the wrestlers you need.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestlers you know are going to be bringing ratings. Man, I loved those you bring that up. I love those GM modes. Me and my brother would go just hours in a day just going up against each other. And once we were done with the storyline, we'd go right. We wouldn't even consider anything else. It would be just new season, new general manager mode. And then we'd switch it up. Oh, but oh man, that's so much fun! I gotta check out Baldur's Gate 3. I'm really into Helldivers 2 right now, and I just got back into Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Oh, okay. So I've not played either of those games, but the Helldivers 2 is on my list. I see a lot of my friends are now getting into it. They're telling me to get into it, and it's like maybe I want to jump on this train before it leaves the station. You know, For me, I wait a little while longer for these games. You got a lot of hype. I wait a little bit and see if it was just hype or if it dies down. Like with Lethal Company. I don't know if you remember Lethal Company.
Don't know that one.
That's a good one. That's like a $10 single developer game where you play as these space workers going to different planets and collecting scrap from these abandoned factories. But the factories are riddled with monsters. Every factory is like randomly generated. And it's just a great atmosphere that they've created all around. And you get three of your friends, hop on and play. And that's so much fun. And so I let that hype play for a little bit. I saw it was still hyped up, bought into it, got friends into it. I don't have any regrets. It's great.
Interesting. I'm part of the PSN. I'm part of the like premium. So I get all the three games for each month and a whole catalog. And there was one game that I really tried to get my friends on, and none of my friends with the PlayStation wanted to download it. And I already forgot the name of the game, but the whole premise is you had to get from one point to collect an orb of like power and then get out of the building. But you as a creator built the building, and you could create paths and you could set up traps. And you'd literally just go back to the level and you would just collect points from everybody that would go on your shit and you know, die.
Huh. It sounds like some sort of version of Mario Maker in a way.
It's kind of like that. If I remember, I'll look it up later. I'll tell you personally.
Little Big Planet? You're not talking about Little Big Planet, are you?
Not Little Big Planet. Okay. No, not Little Big Planet. I really forget the name of the game. If I could somehow get onto my PlayStation catalog, I would. But I'll post it later for you listening at home. For listening right now, you're shit out of luck because I don't remember what it is. As far as entertainment besides video games with pop culture, movies, TV, what are you watching?
Okay, so I talked about this on an old podcast I had with CJ Tino and Barry Sweeney, but I'm a big Survivor fan, the reality TV show Survivor. And this past, at the time of this recording, this past Wednesday was their season. Can you guess what season number they're on?
See, okay, so we were kind of talking about this beforehand. I remember it starting in like 98, 99, something like that. So
99, yeah.
So I'm assuming that this is going to be season 25.
They're on season 46.
How are you on season 46? 24 years. 25 years. 26, what?
Because what? They do two a year. They do two a year.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. We do not need that much Survivor.
Speak for yourself. I'm obsessed. I am obsessed.
So I watched, you know, 99. I've watched probably like 99 to like 2003. My mom was a big fan of the series, which means my dad and I were forced to watch it when we wanted to sit in the living room and it was on.
Yeah,
and I remember the dude being naked and watching
Richard Hatch.
Yeah. And then I think at one point there was a dude that said like his grandma had died.
Johnny Fairplay, baby. Johnny Fairplay, who I guess has history in the wrestling business. I found out he was a wrestling manager or then turned promoter or something like that.
Johnny Fairplay, I want to say, had a couple appearances. It was either in WWE or Impact. I'm leaning more towards Impact.
I think Impact. Seemed like something Impact would do.
100%. I don't know, man. You had literally, what, Steve-O versus Sami Zayn?
Oh, that's a – yeah.
Or Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania?
Yeah. I would believe it would be WWE if it was during the, like, guest Raw host, you know, maybe. I could see that happening when they go, here's Johnny Fairplay, like, but I don't think that would fit I don't know, maybe. But I got into Survivor really heavy last year when I just decided I've never seen the show. The cultural significance of it has kind of flown over my head. So I wanted to start watching from the very beginning and catch up to the modern seasons, which I did not know at the time was 45 seasons, now 46.
46. But, and to answer the question really quick, Johnny Fairplay is a promoter and manager most notable for appearances in Total Nonstop .. So TNA, Impact Wrestling.
There it is.
So 46, though. Get the fuck out of here.
No, yeah, 46. And it is like a whole – what you remember is completely different. And a lot of that has to do with – think the people they cast, because it's such a cultural prolific show now.
Well, it's a reality. It's like a real. It's so I understand being able to enjoy them, but most reality TV shows I just do not believe.
Wow, I mean, that's fair.
Do not believe. I've probably told the story before. I've probably told the story a million times. But years ago, I was watching a Repo show on, I mean, this, it is what it is. It was on True TV.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was a Repo show, and they were repoing a construction site. And I straight look at my wife, and I go, someone's car is going to get filled with cement. Because one of the things they listed was a cement mixer.
Yeah.
And the owner of the company shows up, parks behind the cement truck with a convertible car. There's a guy already in the driver's seat trying to start the cement mixer. The owner gets in. You hear, don't hit that switch. Boom. Cement mixer start. Thing falls down. Cement fills into the car. Executive producer of the show, Eric Bischoff.
Really?
And the older brother from the Wonder Years, who was also a producer at WCW.
Wow. You know, you might have just cracked that wide open. No, but that's – I didn't know that. I didn't know you had – producer credits on
a reality TV show.
Yeah, I guess it's all the same, right?
Big Bear. I think it was called Big Bear Towing.
Big Bear Towing. That sounds fair.
Something like that. But it was about a towing company in Jersey, a repo company in Jersey. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's my stance. I love the original. I think back in the day, and even maybe shows like this, you can't really when it's people out in the wild and you can literally see like alliances being formed and legion, like, and people just, you can tell when someone is just truly getting annoyed with the situation that they are.
Yeah.
Which is something I always said that if I was on Survivor, I would be the guy that would get to the island and just go straight Lord of the Flies. Like, I would just run into the forest. I would just put just you. You just see shots of me in the background. It's just me, full mud face, just plant leaves on me, just like peering through bushes.
Dude, just they have
people and then just going back.
Yeah,
going in the middle of the night, stealing the food. Like, they wouldn't be able to control me.
In these earlier seasons, they've got absolute just nut jobs on there sometimes who, like, and the earlier seasons are 39 days. Now it's only 21 days, and they get like a change of clothes, and they already get their food.
Why don't you?
Well, it's because I think they want to see more of, like, I heard it summed up as before, with all these like nasty personalities and these like very shady tactics and bad living conditions, you were casting people who wanted $1 million and you wanted to see what they do for $1 million. But okay, Nowadays you catch people who want to be on Survivor, who want to like say they've done Survivor, and the $1 million is like, it's just cool if I get it, cool if I don't, you know? Yeah. So I think that's the big shift in casting. Cause there's a lot more nicer people on these recent seasons, but it's still very entertaining, very interesting.
All right. Other than Survivor, are there any other shows, or have you caught any new movies, anything like that?
I watched Wonka in theater, which is not the Timothée Chalamet movie I should be watching right now. But I went with, this was back in, I think around Valentine's Day. No. Yeah, it was around Valentine's Day. I think I saw it. And I went with a group of friends who we were like, we wanted to go see a movie to make fun of, almost, in a way, like to watch and be like, how dumb is that, right? Like, bad.
Oh, and you enjoyed it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. That movie is whimsical. It's like not bad. There's like some weird choices I probably wouldn't have done, but it's not a bad movie by any means. It's funny.
I have no desire to watch that movie. The minute I saw the first trailer, I was just like, oh, I'm not gonna enjoy this.
That was my thinking entirely too. I was gonna go in and I was ready to hate it. I was ready to hate the performance, hate the cast of characters. Let alone, I mean, I found out it was in the movie. I was like, oh, this is a musical, which is really weird. They don't advertise it as a musical. But the songs are catchy. The story is halfway decent. You know, they've got funny jokes, like Willy Wonka can't read, and you never really think about it, but he doesn't read. So,
well, if my wife enjoys the movie, I might check it out. Other, I really don't have a desire to see it. As we though do come to an end, as we're wrapping things up, I forgot to mention it at the top of the card, but we are looking at one half of, I believe, the MPW Tag Team Champions.
That's right. One half of the MPW Tag Team Champions, Cyberstorm. It's me, the Rebel Storm, alongside my partner, J2 Mattioli.
And with that, MPW is a weekly running wrestling promotion.
That's
plug
right.
Yourself. What do you have coming up? Where are you going to be? Where can people find you? What are your social medias? Take it away.
So forgive me, because I had something planned that I didn't tell you about right now. Because coming up this March 10th is the Skyfire Pro Lucha Libre show, Golden Road, which is where they're going to crown their first ever Skyfire Pro champion.
And if you think that you are going to beat my man, Tommy Wilson, Scott coming in here, hot change, Everett Scott coming in here. Now I'm not going to be at that show. I'm not managing Tommy at Skyfire Pro. But if you think that you're walking out of there with that big W on Tommy Wilson, we got another thing coming, Rebel Store. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm glad you brought
that
for
a second. I don't know what happens. But you were talking.
I wanted to show something, because I have a very eclectic set of gears, but I wanted to show off a new set. I wanted to debut it on your podcast here.
Something that's never been done before. We've never had a debut on the show. I love this.
Yeah, so for those, this is the first glimpse of the new gear that I'll be wearing. This is an homage to Primal Pro Wrestling, whose mascot is a tiger. And we've got nice tiger black leather print gear.
SoCal Gate, you saw it here first. Exclusive. I love it. Look at that.
That's right. Designed by good friend Mars LeBron. And then created by, actually sewn together by a man named Arturo here in San Diego. So I wanted to debut that because, you know, if Tom Wilson doesn't have the looks, that's one thing, you know. But, yes, so, to plug myself, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I am at MPW very frequently every Friday at, 7:30 p.m. That is 1805 Nordoff Street, I believe. In Chatsworth, California. This Sunday, I will be at the Skyfire Pro Lucha Libre show, Golden Road, a part of the first ever tournament to crown the Skyfire Pro champion. That's, I don't have all the details, but you can look that up on Instagram for sure. I have got, I think of any other shows I've got coming up. Off top of my head, that's all I got now, but I write it all in my planner here. I'm a physical planner guy.
But you are a student of Primal Pro Wrestling in San Diego, California.
That's right. A student of Primal Pro Wrestling in San Diego, California, specifically the Chula Vista area. We just had our beginners, our new beginners class start. It is not too late to join if you wanted to. I think this is only open for probably the week of the beginners class, but after that, it's every 3 months you could cycle in. But special cases apply. Always hit up the head trainer, J2 Mattioli. And you can find me on Instagram at TheRebelStorm, or on Twitter at The_Rebel_Storm. That's all social media I have. And I think that's everything right there.
Awesome. In tradition of the show, I always like to end with the guest giving a message of positivity. We like to keep a PMA, a positive mental attitude here at the show. Do you have a personal mantra or just a message that you'd like to leave the listeners with as we do come to an end?
I do. My finishing move is called the Thunderstruck, which is something that you don't want to get hit with. So I always say to all the fellow storm chasers out there, remember one thing, don't get thunderstruck.
I love it. Rebel Storm, thank you so much for coming on the show. I can't wait to have you back. We'll get you, we'll get CJ, we'll get J2, we'll get you all on for a draft. It'll be a hell of a time.
Yes, I would like that. We all play GM mode.
Excellent, I love it. And ladies and gentlemen, that has been another episode of The Last Podcast You'd Want. And until next time, tip the veal, try the staff, and we'll see you then.
See ya.